Thank you for listening to How It Ends. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/howitendsstudio. Our tiers start at $1, and all patrons receive early access, ad-free episodes, digital downloads, access to polls, and more. Physical rewards start at $6 and feature exclusive, patron-only merch and other perks. You can also visit us at howitendspodcast.com to shop in our merch store or to join our Discord server, where you can chat with us and other fans of the show. It's the only place you'll find exclusive whispers from Micah, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Please enjoy the show.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high-quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics.com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Are you going to put your phone down so we can do this, or?
You're still shuffling. I'm waiting on you, am I not?
I'm almost done, so put it away. What are you even doing on there anyway? Everyone you know is here.
Not true. Amy's not.
I wasn't being literal.
Okay. Fine.
What are you looking at, though? Seriously.
I'm sorry. I'm distracted. I was looking at Instagram. I got another.
Nope.
L.
What did we agree on?
Yeah.
Just don't open it now. Wait till later.
Fine. Oh, man, I didn't even notice. You're using Devin's deck.
Sure am. Maiden Voyage.
I can't believe he kept this a secret for so long. They're so pretty.
I know, right? But you know how he is. He doesn't like to show anyone any of his art until he feels like it's really done.
And none of it's ever done.
Yeah, exactly. I think he only fessed up to this because he knew I'd lose my mind if he made a tarot deck and didn't at least let me be the first one to try it out.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he said. We were having coffee the other day and it came up and he said that he was kind of like experimenting more than anything, inspired by all the symbols and the tarot.
Micah.
And no, I'm serious. And, you know, he said that, you know, he couldn't get it out of his head, so he wanted to do something with the creative energy, you know, the obsessive energy. And then he said once he got through all the designs, he realized that, you know, if he never told you, you'd somehow know and smoke him out, and that you would never let him live it down. So,
oh, he really gets me.
Yeah, we all do. It's like that time I didn't tell you that my mom gave me that aluminum pot that she loves so much and gave it to me to take
home. I want that pot. I don't know why you won't just give it to me. You barely even cook.
But what if I want pigao? It makes the best pigao.
Okay, but you have to use the pot to get the pigao
and
out of it.
Someday I will.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
All right, pick your three.
This one.
Hey.
And
what? You're not supposed to.
I want to do it differently this time. I want to flip them.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, usually I have to twist your arm, but maybe I'm wearing you down a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Go ahead then. Two more.
All right. This one and that one. Should I flip them over all at once or one at a time?
Do you have a question in mind or something?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, I think I already know what it is. So yeah, go ahead. Do them all at once because it'll help me interpret them better once I see them all together, because sometimes the meanings of cards shift when they're paired with other cards.
Okay. Here we go. The moon. Didn't I get that card before?
Yeah, you did way back. This is a lot.
How bad could it be? Mulder's on the magician card.
Yeah, great. You know, he's lovely, but like I just said, certain cards paired together mean different things. And again, it's not necessarily bad, but this is heavy.
Okay, so what does it mean then?
Well, the moon is in the question position, or rather the you position. So we're doing a spread where the three spots are you, the card on the left, your path, the card in the middle, and the outcome on your right.
Okay.
So the moon is symbolizing you. It's the card of intuition, mystery, dreams, the subconscious and unconscious. And
great.
Honestly, it's generally a dark card in a sense, because it often points towards warnings of situations or people working against you. And sometimes that person can be you working against yourself. But given everything, it makes a lot of sense. You know, you're recovering lost memories and we're being... Right. But what makes this more concerning for me is actually that the two cards after it are the magician and the devil. So with the moon card in this placement, the magician, even though Devin's deck has Mulder as the iconography, that followed by the devil really hones in on the possibility that it isn't just forces outside of your control that are working against you, but rather someone or something specific, or it relates to something specific about you.
Great. Yeah, probably should have seen that coming.
You know what, Ash, I'm gonna have you pull another card, so it isn't like we don't know what situation we're in, right? I mean, we're...
Yeah,
so we've been talking in circles about this, like who could be behind all of it.
You're going to ask the cards to tell us who kidnapped me or who's stalking us now?
Well, no, I'm not claiming it'll tell me that, but I like to use the cards to help me reframe my thinking. You know, I look at situations from different views, and sometimes it helps to come up with new answers to old questions or to bring more clarity to an answer I think I might already have.
Okay, go for it then.
Well, just choose one more card and really, really think on it before you do.
You know, Elle, you might make me a believer one of these days.
Finally. But seriously, though, could just take a moment.
Okay. This one.
King of Wands.
Well, what does it mean?
That card is a symbol of someone strong, charismatic, creative, someone with a lot of presence and power, someone that people could envy.
Someone like my dad?
Micah, it's not random, and it's not over. They went after your dad first, and now it's your turn.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.